Good morning, church. We have songs to sing here this morning, so let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Let's get started. Father, we thank you for today, that we have the breath of life in us. The sun happens to be shining outside, but nevertheless, if it was raining or even poor weather, we'd be here ready to praise you this morning. And so, Father, we just ask that as we come to you now, in spirit and in truth, that you will meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again. That we have songs here that you have inspired men and women to write that glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. And so, Father, it is a privilege to be able to sing that here this morning. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Amen.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free.
Can you amen. Manage a little amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
In him we live and move.
before him, make joyful noise, singing to the Lord, tell him of your love, hallelujah. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord, tell him of your love, dance before him, make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord, tell him of your love, hallelujah. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord, tell him of your love, dance before
story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and rejected, homeless, rejected and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Amen.
People need the Lord.
He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? People need the Lord. The open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? People need the Lord.
Your Son that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With His merciful love, He brought peace to my heart. I will praise You, my Father, for Jesus, Your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song He gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, He heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise You, my Father, for Jesus, Your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With His merciful love, He brought peace to my heart. I will praise You, my Father, for Jesus, Your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song He gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, He heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise You, my Father, for Jesus, Your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With His merciful love, He brought peace to my heart. I will praise You, my Father, for Jesus, Your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul.
Thank You, Lord. Amen.
When trouble surrounds us and evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, He doesn't forget us. God sends us His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. God sent him His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the water that day, He baptized in the usual way. And when it was done, God blessed His Son. He sent Him His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Amen.
What do you guys think about the background?
We love you,
like you, that?
Lord. That's beautiful.
It's a nice dove, is it not? Do the ladies appreciate the color?
Yes.
Lilac. We put that up there for you so you can enjoy that this week. If I had my way, it'd be blue, red, basic colors. So this week, you can thank Joe for this. I had him pick a color out and he said, let's go with that. It's not always about you. I said, that's right. It's not always about me. It's about other people too. So we hope that you enjoy this
Praise
background
God.
This week as we're singing this song, On the Wings of a Snow-White Dove.
Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If I'll let us now.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus to Calvary did go, his love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go, his love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who are we?
servant. Make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today.
Thank you, Lord, for your help.
Say that I love Him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch you and say that we love you. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch you, and say that I love Him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch you, and say that we love you. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Than gold, Lord, you are Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. And nothing I desire compares with you. And nothing I desire compares with you.
Amen.
We love you, Lord. You are more precious than gold. You are more beautiful than diamonds. And nothing we desire compares with you. We want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord. O Lord, we are blessed people. O Lord, we excited people. We love you, we adore you, we bow down before you, Lord. And we thank you for the things that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. Oh, we bless you and love you and exalt you, Lord, above the heavens. And thy glory is above all the earth. Great is our God and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Have it your way today, we pray, Lord. Have it your way. Not our way, but thy way, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, let us show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, we bless you and thank you. Who raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We bless you. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens. You are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exalt you. And we'll give thanks unto the Lord for his good and his mercy endures forever. His loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise him. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. And we thank you today for a glorious day, for a blessed day. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power, the love, and the sound mind. We want to thank you, Lord. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. For fear has a torment, and they that fear are not made perfect in love. And we want to thank you. The greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. One thing that I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Oh, what a beautiful day that will be. Oh, thank you, Father, for what is a hope. What is a hope and joy and crown of rejoicing? Isn't it even us in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that He's coming? Yes, it is. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is the one that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself upon him. And we thank you, Lord, that God is love. God is love. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord God, for being merciful and gracious to us. Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And we love you, we adore you, we bow down before you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We surrender all to you this morning. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift us up. Thank you, Father. We commit this day to you, and we pray, Lord, that it will be a glorious day. It will be a fruitful day. It will be a day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise His holy name. Father, we pray for a move of God today, as we never seen before. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastors. He will deliver the message to us. Thank you for giving him the freedom to preach. Joy, giving him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. Oh, let your word today penetrate our hearts, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let our love for God, O Lord, increase more and more. Let Christ become more and more real in our lives, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, that you gave us, Lord. You gave us that love. You baptized us with your love, that we can love one another and can love those, O Lord, that who do not know you, Lord. And we bless you and thank you today for a glorious day and a day of victory. Thank you, Lord, for as we are about to receive this offering, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing for you that it might not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you stand good in your promises. And what you promise, you also are able to perform. And we want to give to the work of the Lord today. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to have some testimonies. I don't know if you, I think about this a lot, but maybe some people don't. But like Patrick Swayze, he died this week. And some people might not even know who he was. But same with the lady from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mary. But death has a way of reducing everybody to the same level, doesn't it? No special program. God don't have a special program for Patrick Swayze. So, how about that chemotherapy? Didn't look like it helped him much. So, anyway, those are just some of Thomas Burns' observations. Do we have some testimonies this morning? Joanne?
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for bringing us up here. And I got two or three things I want to talk about. The first thing I want to do is to thank you for this former FBI chief who is retired, and he has an article in the American Free Press. And sometimes they don't always tell the truth in their stories. They try to build up stories, but I think this is written by this man, or by Ted Gunderson, about the FBI chief. And part of this article says, recent internet news stories about the possible forced vaccinations of children who will be taken out of public schools for this purpose and absent the parents' permission, inoculated with the H1N1 vaccine. Suspiciously, the swine flu vaccine was patented a year before the so-called outbreak. I believe this coming biological event or pandemic is another false flag operation. Will quarantines be used as the means of rounding up new world order resistors into the detention camps across the nation, which have been discreetly built and maintained for years? Will Americans be exterminated in the same manner as Stalin's gulags snuffed out the lives of millions? My advice in this time of extreme danger is to trust in Almighty God, pray, never surrender your firearms, and resist this godless communistic tyranny through legal means by electing public officials at all levels of the government who will strictly abide by the Constitution. And we just say thank you, Jesus, for sending them to the place to be voted for. And that the one world order can't stop it when a Christian runs. Let them be true Christians. Don't let them just use the word Christianity to get in there. And we just thank you and praise you, Lord. And my testimony is I defeated the enemy. Some of you know that for 13 years he fooled me using people and real stuff in the Christian world to get me to believe the story because I grew up in fantasy. And I defeated him because God stopped me just before I went to Africa. And I thank you, Lord. And this time he told me I was to go to Texas and look at the old homestead property and get some of that land and go to the Indian reservation and apply for the Indian rights from my grandmother who was half Cherokee. And on the story went. This went on for 3 weeks. Not 13 years this time, so praise God. And I had the victory over Satan. And one day my husband says, have you asked me if you can go? And I started asking God. And Wednesday night, I said, after music practice on the way home, I said, God, I got to hear from you and I want to know the truth now. I don't want this to go on any further. And he showed me a scripture in the Word that showed me it was not God. So I just praise the Lord for what he did in my life soon and very soon. So it's wonderful. And he delivered me 2 weeks ago. He's healed my soul. And I don't have that stress and that tension and all that stuff. When I drive, I just drive like this instead of like this. And it's awesome. And anyway, in our family, in our home, we have a new motto. And the motto is, what I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch and pray and live holy every day. And I thank you, Jesus, for helping us to do that.
Well, I agree with what Jan was speaking about. Lots of stuff about the H1N1 virus, lots of stuff out there about internment camps, and on and on and on. And I think a lot of it also is trying to get people stirred up, you know what I mean? So when you got God's peace, you just keep on pushing. And you know what they say about those that are supposedly trying to get off the grid? Have you heard that term? Living off the grid, you know, like hiding out in Texas or wherever. They call that they're living in the kingdom of heaven. Have you heard that phrase? Yeah. So, I don't believe that God's called us to get off the grid. And the kingdom of heaven for us is on the other side. But those are terms that are used out there by people that are really worried about that. So anyway, it's a real deal. There's a lot of 9/11 truthers out there that they can't seem to shut them up. And they're, you know, demonized. They're called kooks. And on and on and on. So you know that situation keeps on going. So do we have any more testimonies this morning? Okay. Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. You got a number of things to pray for here this morning. And we're going to start with a praise report. Can you take a praise report this morning? And this is from Congo. Remember that last week we prayed from Congo for this man named Armand. And his English here is a little bit strange, but I will try to read it. Message well received, and note that I am very today, and I will respond to you next Monday. As you receive my message, and now I am feeling free, and I believe that God has answered to my request. And so we want to praise God for that, that even if we might have limited English, God answered his prayer. We are going to be praying for Michelle Gilman. And last week, well, some of you in the congregation know this, but Michelle and Jack have been coming here from time to time. They live in South San Francisco. And last week, and I think it was Sunday or Monday, I couldn't tell exactly the day, they were on a 3-day off. They were in some kind of a hotel, and she lost consciousness, and she fell on a tile floor and hit the floor with her chin. And so she broke the jaw several places, got her teeth, got pushed back, and so on. And she's wired. And but yet she wrote this nice little note to our minister here via Carol. And I just read that this is someone now that has a mouth wired, has to drink with a little straw, get liquid in, and yet this is what she writes. Thank you for your prayers. I know God is with me because he has kept me singing, I am the Lord that healeth you to me. I fell, I was taken to surgery, and my jaw was fractured in two places. I now have metal wrapped around upper and lower teeth. Will tell for the funny side at another opportunity. So for the next 6.5 weeks, so to say, I could only drink my food. But God is great, a great healer. I am praying for a miracle. And rich blessings from her. Please continue to pray. We'll try and call you when I can. So this is for Michelle. We're going to pray for her today. And thank God for his speedy healing. Now this is from somewhere in the United States. I do not know where. And I just read this prayer request that came in via our website. Pray for Frances Chasser. She needs healing. Though she didn't describe the details, she said that she's very ill and in great need. A second email said that she is not sure if she can receive the healing because she is so grieved over the murder of her son. She feels false guilt, thinking that if she were there, she could have prevented it. Her other children say, no, you would have probably been killed too. The Lady Frances used to sing gospel music with a son that was killed. Her husband, who died 10 years ago, was a musician and a full gospel ordained minister. She knows that God heals, but she is so grieved and bearing a burden of false grief. So we certainly want to lift up Frances Chasser. And you know, the devil is a master when it comes to put guilt on people. And then we got some other requests here, and I'll just take them here as I got them cut up. Pray for our ministry and for God to send us a person who can help us with our video editing. Since this is not a paid position, we need a person that can devote 2 days a week without pay. Also pray for our financial needs. We need a breakthrough in this area. Pray for our nation as the Obama wrecking crew is working around the clock to destroy this nation and bring us into a Marxist socialist dictatorship. Continue to pray for God to lower the price of oil as gasoline prices are creeping to about $4 per gallon again. Greedy speculators and ruthless oil companies are artificially driving up the price of oil despite the glut on the world market. We are swimming in oil, but they are driving the prices up. Pray for Thomas Burns, a contractor, Mike Singh, who built the subdivision several years ago, is being sued by a number of homeowners in a class action suit over poor workmanship. The contractor, trying to get away from his responsibilities, had dragged all subcontractors into the suit, and Thomas is one of them. Just to respond to this lawsuit and file a response, Thomas had to pay around $1,800 to the court. This is not lawyer's fee. This is simply what the court say, yes, we will accept your filing, and there are $900 a pop for just receiving a paper, put a stamp on it, and say, we got it. That is how far we have gone in our system. So we do want to pray for Thomas Burns. And by the way, the court date, the first court date is set October 5th, 2009. Pray that Thomas will be vindicated from all damages caused by the general contractor. Now, to those of you that are not in the congregation, Thomas Burns is a stucco contractor. And you notice when you hang cement on walls, the cement doesn't move. The wall does. If the contractor is shoddy, uses green wood and bad foundations, everything will shift, and of course the stucco will crack. If you have an unmovable wall, the stucco will last until Jesus comes back. So we need to get to pray that the judge, the court, whoever's going to handle this, will understand that Thomas Burns has nothing to do with these different things. And then we have a report here from Grace Mann and his wife. And I just got this last night. It says here, it is with a great joy that we can tell you today that around 2 o'clock p.m., we have signed a contract to rent a house in the countryside. This is not the house we have talked about earlier and that we prayed over. When we were at the first house, the second time we met the landlord, he showed us a different side than what he did the first time. We asked him questions about the house, asked about some things, and he answered us he was not interested to be a landlord, and he simply was very rude. So they talked about it, and then they felt that they just had to go back to where they're living right now. So the day after, the husband, Grace Mann, had lined up another house in the countryside. The wife was simply thinking, I don't know about this. But they went there. The land was very nice. And then we told them that my husband is not working right now. And when we saw the house, it was like we came home. And we have never felt this feeling before, that we were home when we get to this house. We told him that none of us are going to have any work for the time being. But he said, you look so nice that I want to rent it to you, and I don't care as long as the rent comes in. So they signed the contract. And then they said, we are, first of all, thankful to God. We will also thank you. You helped us to pray for us in this situation. And they also said now that in Gothenburg, where they live, if you remember, about maybe 6 months ago, they had some bad riots in France when the Muslims, peaceful Muslims, you know they're very peaceful, were burning homes, cars, and they have started in Gothenburg with riots, and they would took a couple of streetcars and burned them, and they start other fires, and they are waiting for the police to arrive, fire trucks, so they can pelt them with rocks and beat them up. And of course, the Swedish police, you know, they don't are allowed to shoot and anything like that. You know, they have to talk to them. If being a socialist Marxist, you know, peaceful, you don't do stuff like this. They've also been having some bombs that they blew up. So she works right now in the district. They also have, when they go to the elderly in apartment houses, they wait for them in the entryway, and they beat up the personnel, the medical personnel that comes to help out those that are sick. So she's asking that we are praying for her as she continues to work a little bit longer. And so we want to do that. So at this time then, let's do this here. Let's come up here. We need a lot of people today to pray. So let's take our positions. And Charles, I'll let you pray for Grace Mann, his wife. You can read it in Swedish. And Michelle Gilman, would you read that? And let's see here. Who do I got behind me here? Thomas Burns, would you pray for Thomas Burns? And Michael, get up here. We're going to have you pray for the oil prices. We need that. And I'm going to ask Joanne to pray for a person to they can do our video stuff. And we're going to have Lois to pray against the Obama wrecking crew. And that we will not become a Marxist socialist dictatorship. So that's for you. And let's see if for Congo, who do we got up here? Okay, let's get Carol up here. And we'd like to you to pray for Congo. Praise God for that. And everybody here got something to pray for. So, Sister Karen, would you pray for Frances Chassie that she'll be able to get out of this situation of depression? And pray for healing for her also.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for opportunity to pray. And we thank you, Father, for still we have freedom to assemble. We thank you, Father, for preserving our freedom. And we thank you, Father, that we know it was by your divine hand that we've been living under this Constitution for the past couple hundred years, Lord. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for that document that was put together by your providence, Lord. And we thank you for preserving that. Also, Lord, help us to prepare for what the Bible tells us is coming down the road. And so we thank you for keeping us sharp in that area, Lord. And we want to lift up to you Michelle Gilman and also her husband. It's got to be tough to have your jaw wired shut, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for being with her. We thank you for healing, a speedy healing for her jaw, Lord, and for her teeth, that she will be as good as new, Lord, when they take that wire off, Lord. And also for her nutrition, as she has to undergo a massive diet change with just drinking liquids, Lord. So thank you, Father, for healing her body. And then also, Lord, that as she's laid up, she would use that time to really dig in and dig deep into the Word and spend the time in prayer, Lord. There's times that you, like your 23rd Psalm says, you make us to lie down in green pastures. So, and it's there when you restore our soul. So we thank you, Father, for her using that time wisely as she's laid up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this man, Armand Nangula, who is from Congo. We thank you very much that he has felt your answer to his prayer. But we also want to ask for continued touch on him and his family. Lord, we know that he and his family go hungry a lot. And we know that they have confusion about God and the truth. And he has been asking a lot of theological questions, and they include about the identity movement. He is very confused about real Christianity. So, Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to bring teachers to Armand and to his family, and that there would be a real revival in that family so that they will all know the truth and receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Lord, we know this is really the answer to all of their needs. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who is willing and able to do this.
Father God, I lift up to you right now Frances Chase. I thank you, first of all, that this woman already knows you personally and that she has known you for many years. And Lord, I just ask that in this time of her great need, that she would be able to overcome the lies of the enemy, and that she would be able to receive your healing. And I know that the lies of the enemy can be real strong. They can be very deceiving. And right now I come against them in the mighty name of Jesus, and I command them to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. All lies have to go in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would come upon Francis, that she would be healed from her, the top of her head to the soles of her feet, that she would be filled completely and totally, that the waves of the Holy Spirit would just penetrate through her body, through her mind, through every area that needs a healing, and that that depression would just lift right off of her, and she would, it would just be gone completely from her memory, and that she would be filled with the joy of the Lord, and that she would be able to proclaim that she has been healed, and she would be able to give all the glory to you right now. And I just thank you and I praise you, and I look forward to hearing for a confirmation from the healing for this lady of God, in Jesus' name.
Dear God, we ask you to free us from this monopoly capitalism that we have as far as oil prices. We all need to get back to your true word. We need unity in this world, and we need unity under the truth, capital T, and under you, capital G. That's what we need, unity under that. We put that first. We ask that somehow we overcome this evil of being a subject to just corruption and greed all over. And the higher that it is, the worse that it is. So we ask for knowledge and courage and wisdom to fight it. And maybe we learn a little bit about your Bible and what derives from your Bible, like capitalism. Capitalism, of course, is freedom. And we need to be educated that. We have just, how much further can we get from you? So we ask to have power against this evil that is in the world today. But specifically, I ask that somehow these speculators, I guess speculation is okay, but criminal speculation is not. And we're talking about them. And yes, dear God, help us to educate people in this world that maybe we should drill in our own country. Why are we so dependent upon Mohammedism over there? We have a country. We need to be independent, of course, and dependent upon you. Independent probably in this world. So I can't tell you anything, but you can tell me everything. And I ask for that to be so. As long as I can humble myself and our fellow Christians can humble ourselves, we can get wisdom, we can get courage, we can get everything. And our prayers, of course, are answered under those circumstances. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up to you Thomas Burns. We pray, O Lord, that you give him peace over this situation. That we can say, what can we say to those things if God be for him, who can be against him? And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you justify him, that you will vindicate him. And, O Lord, we pray that this court case and this accusation against Thomas, O Lord, will be dismissed, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. You said, O Lord, that you will not suffer the righteous to be moved. And you that keepeth him will not slumber. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. We trust in you, O Lord, that he will be come out of this court case with flying colors. Not because of him, but because the Lord our God is in control. He is in charge, and he will not suffer the righteous to be moved. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving him the victory, and that this case will be won once and for all, and your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we lift up Grace Mann and his wife and the lifestyle change that they're trying to implement right now. They want to be able to get out of the city, get into the countryside, and they found a place where they think it is. And Father, we just ask for your blessing upon that endeavor, that you would shut the doors that you want shut, and you would simply leave the single door open that is to be open for them. So that makes it nice and simple. And Father, as this lady is working in an environment that is potentially hostile to her, what can you do? In the flesh, she can arm herself, she can take self-defense lessons. But Father, we also know that you are more than able to protect her. And so, Father, we just ask that just like when Jesus walked here on this earth, he had a legion of angels as a bodyguard. And Father, we don't even need a legion. All we need is one. Amen. One angel. So Father, we just thank you, however you decide to do it, to protect her. She needs money. She needs to be at work. And it can be hostile. But nevertheless, Father God, let her trust in you. And to be able to simply say, I'm going to go to work today. I'm going to have a great day. And nothing's going to happen to her. So Father, we just thank you for that. And Father, I'm reminded of, as I read in the book of Isaiah today, it was talking about the people that come against the righteous and what God, you said that you would do to them, that they would fall away and that we wouldn't even be able to see them anymore. And we would simply say, who was that person who was bothering us again? I can't even remember them. So Father, we just thank you that your word is true. It was true a couple thousand years ago, even 4,000 years ago. And it's still true today. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come before you again. We've prayed this many times. You heard us the first time, the second, third, and on it goes. We're praying it through until you send us a person to help us with our video editing. Not a paid position. And we need a person that can devote 2 days a week without pay. And we need a person that will do it for Jesus. Not for man, but for Jesus. That they're going to love doing it for Jesus. And it may be repetitious doing one video after the other. Send us somebody that loves Jesus Christ and wants to do this for him. And they won't get bored. They'll love doing it every time. And we thank you for that, Father. And Father, we pray again for our financial needs. We need a breakthrough, and you know that, and you know what's holding it back. And we pray that you show us our hearts and line them up with the holy written word of God, and that this church is going to have a breakthrough. We've got to look at our hearts when nothing else happens, and we pray and pray and pray. And we just thank you and praise you that you are going to give us the financial needs that are needed here. And we don't know where or when, but we know you're going to do it because you always answer our prayers. You never let us fall short. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for all the things that are in our hearts, that we look at our hearts, and that we want to change our hearts because we want this church to have the finances that are needed and not come in late. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. We know you're going to do it. In Jesus' name, you're the power. You're the glory. And we pray we can glorify your name in all that we do, think, and say. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we lift up our nation. Lord, it grieves us terribly when we have studied and learned how our nation was formed, and the Christian statesmen and men who gave everything, their fortunes, their lives, their very lives, to establish a Christian nation based on the scripture that the laws of this nation and our constitution came from your word, Lord God. And this country was founded by good people, people who loved you, people who wanted to see a nation where we would be free to worship you and to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ and not Islam or Buddhism or any other ism. Father God, when Obama got elected, it was because of fraud and design by a wicked, wicked world government crew. And he is their puppet. He is their spokesman. They've trained him. And he is devoted to the devil, Lord. And Obama is a wicked man because he's not saved. Because we're all wicked before we get saved. But he is a servant of Satan. and he has committed his life to serve Satan. And Father God, we ask you to come against it. We ask you, Lord, to continue to wake up the churches, wake up your people who have fallen asleep and gotten distracted with all kinds of silly things, Lord. Amen. And they aren't doing their work. They aren't devoted to you. They think they can live with some manufactured Christianity that doesn't even resemble Christianity. Father God, we come against not Obama personally, because we pray that he would be saved. We pray that he would be redeemed, Lord God, and that he would repent of all of the evil things that he's been involved with, because he doesn't seem to know any better. But Lord God, we do come against all the things he stands for. And Father, we have to come against the fact that he's a deceiver, and he's received his gifts from Satan himself. And Satan has given him many, many powerful gifts of persuasion and deception and lying, and being able to lie convincingly. So many people fall for it. But Father God, your people shouldn't fall for it, because if we're tuned in to you and the mind of Christ, we couldn't help but identify Satan's works. So Father, we lift him up to you, and we ask you, Lord, we know we don't deserve any better. Everybody on the television and the internet, and so many people are just cursing you, Lord, and trying to throw you out of America. But Lord, it's a small percentage, really, of wicked people that are trying to get in power and take control of things and turn this into a fascist nation. But Father God, you can come against them, and we ask you, have pity on us. We ask you for your mercy, that the Christians that are in America and those who do love you, even though it be a small remnant, are enough, Lord God, that you would save this nation and preserve it from destruction. Father God, we ask you for whatever you can do, Lord, in your time frame, that we submit to your plans. We submit to what we have to endure, because we've deserved it. But Father God, we ask you to stay with us, and we know that you're going to be strong with us. You're going to keep us strong. You're going to keep us from being afraid. And Lord God, you're going to give us boldness to preach the gospel more than we ever have. Thank you, Father, for answering all of our prayers. Thank you for the many, many miracles you've done for this ministry and for each one here. And Lord, we just give you our lives and ask you to do with them what you want, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that all these prayers be spoken here have been heard in heaven. And Father God, they are burning right now on the altar. The smoke is going up. And we thank you, Lord, that in due time, each prayer spoken here shall be answered. We have faith, and we believe it, we proclaim it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. Okay, you may be seated. Thomas, come here a second. Karen, give this to Anna. I just want to right now tell all the people around the world that this is Thomas Burns. He's an elder in this church, and we appreciate from Europe, Canada, United States, Congo, wherever you are, to pray for this man, that God will vindicate him, and he will come out victorious. This contractor that is dragging him into this also owes him quite a bit of money, and he refused to pay that. So this is a crook that was a contractor. So, Thomas?
He owes me $16,000. And then I also have another suit, too. There's two suits against me, the same type of lawsuits.
Okay. All right, you got the prayer. So everybody's seen Thomas now. So when you pray, you know how he looks like. Okay. Love you. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord.